the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Ali al-Azim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره إن شاء الله. In previous sessions we were discussing the Quranic verses about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we reached the verse 56 and 57 of chapter 33, Al-Ahzab, or the parties. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallamu taslima. Truly Allah and His angels send salutations to the Prophet, and this is an ongoing, continuous process. Yusallun. This is not a stopping. This is not something that happened in the past or is going to happen in the future. This is something which is happening continuously. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O those who believe, now you also should continue this. You should also take part in this by sending salutations to the Prophet, which in our case would be prayer. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Those who, instead of being peaceful, instead of being submissive, instead of sending salutation to the Prophet, they cause trouble for the Prophet. These are the people that would be far from Allah's mercy in dunya and akhirah. La'anahumullah fi dunya wal akhirah. Walladhina yu'dhuna al mu'minina wal mu'minat bighayr maktasabu. By saying something, this bighayr maktasabu means by attributing to them something that they haven't done. These are innocent people, and you tell that they have done something wrong. Mu'min has such an honor that if he does something wrong, you have to hide it. Now, if he has not done something wrong and you accuse him falsely, it's like declaring war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَدْ اِحْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Such people have undertaken false accusation and a great, clear, obvious, manifest sin. They cannot say, you know, we didn't know that this is wrong. Because you are lying, first. Second, you are lying against a mu'min that you know, a mu'min most of the time is innocent, is nice, is not a bad person. The chance for a mu'min to do something wrong is very low. And you also are spreading this. Sometimes you believe in a bad way, in a negative way about a mu'min. This is by itself bad. To have suspicion about a mu'min is bad. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. But to say it is much worse. So this is why Allah says this is a clear, a manifest sin.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Now, what I want to mention is that one way to annoy Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to annoy those who were associated to Rasulullah, like all mu'minin. If someone was annoying a mu'min, if someone was, for example, hurting, troubling companions of the Prophet, this annoys the Prophet, because the Prophet cannot see his people suffering. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِمَا عَنَتُّمْ. If someone was, for example, torturing Ammar or Yasir or Sumayya, indeed was torturing Rasulullah, not physically, but psychologically, spiritually, because Rasulullah cannot see suffering of people, especially the people who are innocent, and especially the people who had no crime other than saying La ilaha illallah. This was the only crime that they had. So annoying mu'mineen would be annoying Rasulullah, would be annoying Allah, and the result would be that they would be kept away from mercy of Allah. La'anahumullahu fi dunya wal akhirah. But something which was more painful for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and more severely condemned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is annoying the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we know, and it's very frequently narrated and registered in many sources, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fatima tu bad'atun minni, faman adaha faqad adani." It is true that I am feeling sad and at pain, and my heart is broken if any person innocent is annoyed. But Fatima is different. Fatima is part of me. She is not just my daughter. Fatima is part of me. Man adaha, whoever annoys Fatima, faqad adani. The Prophet didn't say man adaha yu'dhini. Whoever annoys her, annoys me. In the sense that, if I know about this, I would be annoyed. The Prophet saying, whoever annoys Fatima has already annoyed me. It's not two acts. It's the same act. If someone hurts my eyes, I say, whoever hurts my eyes has hurt me. It's not two separate things. Hurting my eye is like hurting me. Indeed, how can you hurt me without hurting something related to me? If you want to hurt me directly, you have to hurt something which is part of me. Otherwise, it's not direct, it's indirect. Like you hurt someone innocent and I become sad when I know about it.
I'm looking back throughout the years. To breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children generation by generation to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.